How do you get more people to buy your stuff? Through telling good stories. Let's get into this.
We aren't like other MLMers who have to beg, bug, and chase friends to join a business. And we aren't desperate enough to turn our newsfeed into a billboard just to make a quick buck. In this podcast, you're going to see how real marketers like you and I build a profitable business inside MLM without all the fake it till you make it bullshit. My name is Trey Bear, and you're listening to MLM Misfits Podcast.
What's up, my friend? It's Trey here, and we are about to head out for the day and do some fun stuff with the family, but I wanted to just pop in and give you something that I'm currently working on. Like I've mentioned in previous episodes, I think when it comes to creating content, it's not just how-tos, but it's also documenting your journey and what you're currently doing. And what I'm currently working on right now is this video about my origin story. And if you follow this exact process, it'll allow you to, A, see how every single movie out there was ever produced and how they follow this exact storyline. B, start looking at how people are selling you on things so that you can see through this lens of how they're telling you stories. If you've ever heard facts tell, stories sell. Stories sell. And this is the exact formula that they follow. And that this is the exact formula that I follow in my webinars, when I'm teaching, all these things, it always comes around this. And when you do this the right way, it doesn't seem like selling, because what you're doing is when you're telling this story and you're following this exact sequence of storytelling, it's almost as if you're giving your audience the same exact epiphany to the point where they're like, oh my God, I got to do this. Like, that's the answer. This is exactly what I have to do. And it's funny because I was actually talking to a guy on Instagram today. I believe he's from Germany. I don't know. I was taking a poop when I was messaging him back. And he asked me a couple questions. And I didn't just say, here's the answer. I told him how I discovered this answer, how I earned or learned this thing. And when I taught him that, when I told him the story, you could instantly see him being like, oh my God, I got to do that too, right? But it was through a story. That's how I sold him on the idea. And I wasn't really trying to sell him on the idea. I just wanted him to have the epiphany being like, oh my God. And I can totally relate to where he's coming from. And I think his question was like, you know, how do I get people to trust me to want to buy my thing instead of like cold calling them? Like he's using like a cold calling MLM or something like that. And I just told him straight up, like, I did cold calling for like a week. I had a bunch of leads coming to me and I just cold called them, and I never really felt like I liked it. Like, I never really felt doing it. Like, I didn't enjoy doing it. I always felt a little off to me. I hated it. But I did it for like a week to see if that was a way I wanted to do it. And I realized real quickly I didn't want to do it. And so the way I found it was, or the way that I found a good way to build rapport and trust with people was through my content. And so like I talked to him through that about how, you know, I came from a really small town. I didn't have a big network, and I wanted to, you know, be one of the big dogs. And so I looked at what the big dogs were doing, and I realized, hey, they're creating content, and the content was getting people to know, like, and trust them. And so when I was telling him that story, he had that epiphany, being like, oh my God, I got to create content, right? And it's true. And if you learn this strategy, you can sell just about anything. So I would use this as a good way, in a good way, and not in a bad way. Like, you could use this as evil and totally change the world if you want to, but I would highly recommend that you use this for good and to get your message out to those people that you want to work with. And so here's the exact formula that you use for storytelling, okay? This is just is what's called your origin story. And a lot of people want to overthink this. And they want to be like, well, I'd never had a traumatic experience, Trey. I didn't really have a traumatic experience when I first joined network marketing either. All I wanted was to create freedom. And I knew that me going to my job every single day was not going to be the answer to it. And so I was a social worker, right? And so I just knew that the more I worked, sure, I'd get paid a little bit more, but I never had my time. I never had the freedom. And so that's not a traumatic experience. But a lot of people can relate to that, being like, yo, I get it, dude. I feel like I'm working my ass off. I'm not getting ahead at all, right? And so anyways, here is the origin story. Here is the formula that you do. You always start off with your backstory of where your audience is, okay? So let me tell you, I'll go through this and tell you my story that I'm going to put out in my video. And I'll go and I'll stop and I'll come back and be like, okay, here's the thing that I'm drilling in right now. So I'm starting off with my backstory. And usually, in this video particularly, I'm talking to those who are at a job that they don't really like, and they're doing things that they're like, you know, they're stressed out. They want a different way. They want a new way. They want a way. They want someone out there that they can relate to that can show them the way, right? And so here's my backstory. I was a social worker. I was waiting for my call to become a New York State trooper. My girlfriend had just left her job. She moved 3 hours north to be closer to me, and she found this job as a server nearby in this college town. And I remember, you know, I come home from work every day, and it was just a stressful day. As a social worker, you're stressed out the ass. But I came home from an extremely stressful day of work, and there was my wife standing at the front door. And I was like, oh my God, like, what is going on? Did someone die? Is everything okay? Like, something's got to be wrong. I saw her right at the front door. And as soon as I get to her, she said, I really need your help. I'm like, oh fuck, like, what's going on, right? And the next thing that she said was, I signed up for this business about 6 months ago, and I need you to sign up to help me hit this rank in my business. So like, that right there, that's my backstory, right? It's nothing cute, it's nothing special, but it says I was a social worker. I was stressed out at my job. I was waiting to become a New York State trooper. I moved in with my girlfriend, all that stuff. So a lot of people right there, they can meet me right there at that line right there at the store, being like, yep, I'm at a job that doesn't really give me fulfillment. I'm stressed out, blah, 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 right? And so it's also a hook too to be like, wait, why was his girlfriend sitting at the front door? What is this? I gotta watch more of this, right? So I am trying to hook their attention a little bit, but the backstory allows you to meet your audience at where they're at now. If you've listened to my webinar, you know that the beginning of my webinar, I start off with, let me tell you about my early days in network marketing. And I say, I had about 30 to 50 people in my downline, so I was really, really excited about this network marketing opportunity that I was with. So who am I talking to? I'm addressing people who have about 30 to 50 people in their downline already. Now, does it matter if you don't? No. If you have like 2 people in your downline, it's not a big deal. But that's the audience that I'm talking to. That's why when I do my webinar, that's where I start off with. Right there's my backstory. Now, the next thing that I'm going to go over is the desires, both internally and externally, the things that I really, really want. And so let's continue with the story. So at this time, you know, I was trying to figure out a way to contribute more. I became a basketball coach. I did part-time work as a basketball coach. I was also selling my belongings on eBay. I was working more hours. I was working overtime. And I kept thinking about, you know, how there are people out there who are making money online. And it blew my mind. Like, I couldn't believe that you can actually make money online. I'd never even thought about that before, and I didn't even know how to do that. And I just remember sitting there and daydreaming about the idea of having complete freedom. You hear what I'm doing right there? Those are my desires. I wanted freedom, right? And so I had this massive desire of, you know, eventually becoming my own boss, creating my own schedule and traveling. But not only that, you know, I wanted the freedom from stress, not just freedom from a job, but a freedom from the stress and the worry, and to finally stop about, you know, having to worry about paying my bills and staying up late at night worrying about how the hell am I going to get out of debt? How am I going to be able to keep up my finances? You know, because I'd see my friends who were traveling, and, you know, I wanted that. I wanted people to see me as a successful person, like not just some failure, not just some dipshit that came out of college and played soccer college, but then never did anything in his life. Like, that's what I wanted. So do you hear what I'm doing right there? I'm describing to you my desires of what I really wanted. And I even painted the picture and saying, like, look, I'm staying up late at night. I can't even sleep because I'm worrying about my bills and my finances to get ahead. And, you know, and I'm constantly looking at my friends who are traveling. So those are my desires. Okay, let's keep going. Now, the third part is the wall. Okay, like, you're faced with something and, you know, you got to make a decision. And so let's keep going with my story. So after a long week of work, you know, I wanted to come home. I wanted to, you know, sit up with my girlfriend. You know, we just moved in together. I wanted to just relax a little bit, not worry about anything. I want to cook a really good meal and just have a glass of wine and just enjoy the night and watch a movie, right? And so after a long week of work, you know, I wanted to create this healthy meal, enjoy a glass of wine together. But when I went to the grocery store to get chicken, broccoli, sweet potatoes, and some wine, it was like a total of like $40 purchase. I went up to the cashier and my card got declined at the grocery store. And I was like, oh my God, like, this one, embarrassing as shit. But number two, I realized, man, I need to make a change. I need to change my situation, or I'm gonna be living the same way until I do. And until I do make that change, right? Like, if nothing changes, then nothing changes. And so, boom, that was the wall that I had, was getting declined at the grocery store, which a lot of people can relate to, you know, that stress, the feeling of your palms getting sweaty. Like, do I have enough money in my account to pay for this? Am I going to get declined? Or do I have to just blame it on my card? Like, you know that feeling, right? Well, that was the feeling that I had, and then I got declined. And so that's the wall that I was like, I got to do something, or I'm going to be living like this for the rest of my life. And so the next part was the epiphany. And if you tell this the right way, again, now you've already felt that, like, they already can feel everything that you're going through. Like, oh my God, I feel the same exact way too. I'm stressed out about bills. I also want freedom. I would be cool to be my own boss. I don't know how to do that. And then the wall, people are like, oh my God, I totally know what he's talking about. I've had that wall too. And if nothing changes, then nothing's going to change, right? Like, and so now I'm giving this epiphany to them, which is the next part, epiphany. If you do this the right way, they will have the same exact epiphany as well. So let's continue with my story. So I jumped online and I started doing some research, and I would research, like, you know, is making money online a legit way to make money, or is this too good to be true? Is this a pyramid scheme, right? My girlfriend, who, by the way, I had signed up with just to help her hit a rank in her business. I had no desire to build a network marketing business, but, you know, after I got declined, I was like, okay, I've got to find a better way to make some more income coming in so that I don't have to deal with getting declined anymore. So again, I jumped online. I started doing some research, like, is network marketing a legit way to make money? Is it too good to be true? Is it a Ponzi scheme? Is it a pyramid scheme? And then as I was doing my research, I found someone that I really connected with, someone who was real and genuine. And I thought to myself, dude, if this guy can do this, why the hell can't I do this? Like, this, I could totally, if that guy can do this, I'm going to crush this thing. And sure, I thought to myself, you know, this is going to take some work. I got to be patient. And I do need to develop and learn a lot of skills to be successful, like the top 1%. But to me, it wasn't about the probability of, ooh, only 1 out of 100 people are actually successful with this. No, that was not what it was about. To me, it was about the possibility that if that guy paved the way of what's possible, then I just need to follow his exact footprints, his exact tracks. Like, he laid down the path for me. As long as I follow exactly what he did, I'm going to get the result that he did as well. And so I started to take this network marketing opportunity that I was with a little bit more seriously. I started showing up. I was hungry. I was coachable, and I was determined to change my situation for the good. And I remember that the first month that I had, I received a check in the mail. I got this mail. I've got this check in the mail, and I opened it up. I was like, I have no idea what this is or why I'm getting this. But my girlfriend, as soon as when I was opening it up, she asked me, hey, did you sell some product or something? And I was like, yeah, you know, I sold a few things. You know, a few people bought some stuff, but I didn't think it was, you know, it was really much, you know, really, or anything at least to get carried away with. So, you know, as I opened it up, I looked at the check, and it was a $297 check. And I was like, oh my God. And I remember just standing there, like, looking at this $300 check. And I was like, and I was thinking, how many hours would I have worked to make $300? And I got thinking, this check just paid for, like, our groceries or, like, a utility bill. Something that we're behind on, like, I can take this money right here and start knocking out some debt. I can start getting ahead. I can stop worrying about my finances a little bit more. And, like, I got thinking, like, what if this could pay our rent every month? What if I could save these monthly checks every month and, like, take my girlfriend on a vacation somewhere really cool? What if I kept plugging away at this and I was able to make enough money to eventually leave my job? And so that's the epiphany right there that people are probably, that they're going to have, being like, wait a minute, that actually worked for him. Like, this is actually something, like, this is actually a legitimate way to make money. And if he can do this, this is some guy who thought this was a scam. You know, this is a guy who, you know, is doing some research. He's just like me. So they're connecting with me too. And they're having that epiphany that, oh, and I also sprinkled in some other things, like, you know, I realized that I had to be hungry, that I had to be coachable, that I had to be determined. I had to show up, right? Why am I saying those things? Because I want people to understand that you've got to be consistent. You have to show up. You got to be patient. I'm putting those little nuggets in there so that people are like, aha, it's going to take work, right? So now, the next part of the story is the plan. So now that you've had this epiphany, I had this epiphany. Holy shit, this does work. This is a legitimate thing. I can make some money with this. And so now I'm like, okay, well, what's the plan? And so now I got to talk about the plan. So the plan is, I became obsessed. I really did. I was so pumped about this thing. I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. I'm making money from this. Like, this is a legitimate way. And so I started sharing what I was doing, what I was learning, everything online, because I knew that there were other people out there who were just like me who wanted the same thing. They wanted to pay off debt. They wanted to travel. They wanted to have zero worry about their finances. And sure, you know, there are plenty of people out there who are sharing this stuff and what they're doing, but it's nearly impossible to find someone on social media who's not fake, who's not super spammy, and they're only just out there sharing their highlight reel rather than the real shit that it takes to be successful. And so, you know, months and months would go by, and each month I realized, like, oh my God, my online business is growing and I'm having a blast doing this, and I'm so close to being able to, like, leave my job and to actually match my full-time income. And so I'd come home from work and I'd be super excited to grow my business. And then one day I got this phone call out of nowhere, right? And so what am I doing there? I'm sharing my plan. My plan was I started sharing what I was doing, what I was learning, everything online, because I knew that there's others out there who were just like me who wanted that thing. So again, I'm throwing in that little nugget being like, okay, I have to get online and I have to share what I'm doing. And a lot of people can be relate to that, because I said I knew there was other people out there who wanted the same thing, pay off debt. And people are like, yeah, me. I'd love to be able to pay off debt. I'd love to be able to travel. I'd love to have zero worry about my finances, right? And so I'm speaking right into their soul, right? And so then I say, I got this phone call that I didn't even expect. And so this is the conflict. This is the point of your story where you're having success. You're having fun. You're doing your thing. You're amped up. And it doesn't have to be like, oh, well, Trey, I'm not having success, so this story would never work for me. No, you're having fun. That is a success. I'm being surrounded with really cool people. That is a success, right? So I'm saying, like, I'm super amped about my business. I'm having fun. Money's coming in. Like, this is so cool. I'm amped up. Like, I see the tunnel at the end of the road. But then, poof, this conflict happens. Like, this is a part of every single story. If you watch Avengers, the whole series, every single one of them is like, they're doing their thing, and then, boof, this conflict happens, right? And so the conflict for me in this story is that I finally got that call from the state troopers that I was accepted. And so the phone call I got was, hey, congratulations, you passed all the exams. And if you choose to accept, you will have to just do like a couple months of the New York State Trooper Academy, and then boom, you'll get stationed somewhere. And so I remember telling my wife, I remember texting my brother and saying, hey, I got in, I'm accepted. And then I called my parents and they were pumped. They were so happy that their last child had actually made it. You know, they could just kind of relax and not have to worry about anything. Like, they could feel like they did their job as parents. And I remember my dad being like, dude, Trey, I'm so proud of you. Like, what a great job that you're going to get aligned with. It's got great benefits, great retirement packages when you retire in like the next 20 to 30 years. Like, oh, I'm so proud of you, Trey. And when he said that, that's when it hit me. I realized I'm going to be 60 when I retire and I can actually start living my life. And I would show up at this job every single day unhappy. And don't get me wrong, you know, I have a lot of respect for the police. I've got a lot of really great friends who are New York State troopers. I've got nothing but respect for what they do, especially right now. Holy shit. But I realized, you know, they have to go through a lot of shit day in, day out. And that's not exactly what I want to do every single day for my job. And so when I was on that phone call with my dad, I told him, like, look, I'm not going to take the position. Instead, I'm going to pursue my passion for my online business. And I remember telling him that, and just like the major, like, what the fuck moment? Like, what did you just say? And it didn't make any sense. But I remember later that day, my dad wrote me an email asking me, why does it make logical sense to not take this great paying job when I was struggling to pay my bills? I was completely miserable as a social worker. I mean, as a father now, I understand the confusion, the disappointment that my parents had at that time. I mean, guys, I waited years to get that call so that I'd be accepted. And I was throwing it all away because of a dream. And that was a tough decision. But I remembered that, you know, I was determined to make this happen. And so, boom, that's the conflict, right, in my story. The next part is the achievement. This is like the point where it's like you have this conflict, and it's either, yes, I can go back to my old ways, or I can put my flag in the ground and say, no, fuck that. I'm going further, and I'm going to go ahead with this, and I'm going to pursue. Okay. And so that was what I decided. I said, you know what? This is a tough decision, but this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to make it happen, and I'm going to prove some people wrong, and it's going to work out for me. I'm going to achieve it. And so here we go. Here's the next part of the story, achievement. So a few more months went by, and I remember that it was the day before Christmas, and my girlfriend, Kaylee, we were at the mall, and we were shopping for presents, and I got this text from my boss where, you know, he was complaining about something that I had done or that I hadn't done. I can't remember what it was. But I remember looking at my phone and looking at Kaylee, my girlfriend, and saying these exact words and saying, if I were to quit my job, would we be okay? You know, if there's just a few months that go by and we just got by, would you be okay with that until I got our business to where it needed to be? Now, luckily, Kaylee said yes. And this was a couple days before Christmas. I'll never forget like what we were doing. But anyways, 2 weeks later, I was officially on my own. And I never looked back. And in the last few years of, you know, doing this, I learned a lot. I learned a lot about myself and what it takes to grow an online business and eventually to be your own boss. And Kaylee, you know, she was actually able to leave her job as a waitress as well. And so the both of us now, you know, we mentor others in how to do all this stuff as well. And sure, you know, we work our asses off, but we also have a lot of fun. We take vacations at least every 3 months, you know, with our kids now. But the best part about all of this now is that, you know, I get phone calls from my dad just about every week asking me and saying, hey, buddy, like, you know, how's business going? You know, he's so proud of me. I actually had a phone call with him last weekend saying, like, we had our biggest month we've ever had. And being able to share that with him now and how we're doing this and, you know, all the accomplishments that we're making in our online business, like, it makes me so excited. And so that's the achievement, right? That's me being like, because I decided to move forward with this, you know, it was really, really difficult, you know, but because I decided to do that, my life has completely changed. I could be, you know, I could be sitting in a patrol car right now and just, you know, I don't know. I could be dealing with all the bullshit that's going on right now in the world about defund the police and all this crap. But, you know, I don't have to because I decided to trust my gut and to go forward with this. And so again, the point of this is to show others like, look, if you go down this same exact road where, by the way, in the beginning of this video, I'm telling them my backstory, the things that I desired the most, the problems that I was having, all the stuff. And they're probably gonna be able to relate to that too. And as I go through this story in the video and telling them all the things that I'm giving them these epiphanies that they're probably going to have as well. And if I do it the right way and I tell this story the right way, at the very end, they're like, wow, this guy is totally relatable. I can totally connect with him doing. He just told me exactly what's possible. And it's not about the probability. It's about the possibility that as long as I follow the brick road that and follow the trail that he left me, I can have success with this. And eventually, I can be able to leave my job, or eventually I'll be able to create that freedom as well. And so, like, again, telling this story allows them to have that same exact epiphany and to relate to what you're talking about. Now, after this, what I would do if I were trying to sell something is I would give them an offer, right? But I'm not. All I'm doing in this video is getting them to connect, relate to me, to build rapport with me really, really quickly. And so that eventually they're going to want to work with me in some way, some form, okay? And so again, if I were to give you like the bullet points of all this, of how to tell your story, it's number one, your backstory. Number two, your desires, both internally and externally. Number three, the wall that you hit. So again, mine was the grocery store getting declined. Number four was the epiphany. Mine was jumping online on YouTube and seeing that there was this dude that I relate to that has totally done it, and I could totally do this as well. The plan is number five is like, what's the plan in place that you put in to achieve the thing that you wanted? And then the next one was the conflict. Was there a conflict that happened? And sometimes you can just, you don't have to use this one. You don't have to have this one, but for me, I had a conflict, so I threw it in there. The next one is the achievement. So because you put the things that you put into place, your plan, you were able to achieve some really cool results from it. So what were the achievements? And then the last one is actually hidden benefits, okay, which I didn't even talk about, but I'll just quickly do it. So you have these achievements that you've accomplished, but what are some other benefits that you've had because you decided to put your plan in place? And so I'm going to say, you know, not only that, but things that I never thought about happening actually happen. Like I speak, like I'm able to speak on stages all over the world and share all these updated, up-to-date strategies and meeting and being aligned with really cool people, successful people like Chalene Johnson, Marley Jacks. All those things happened because yes, I was able to become my own boss, but some other hidden benefits was I get to speak on stage. Like that's so cool. I never thought I'd be someone who speaks on stage, or you know, people hired me to coach me, like to coach them through things. Like I never thought that that was something. All I wanted to do was create a really cool business, be on my own boss. But now all these other hidden benefits happened as well, and so you can absolutely add that in there as well. So there you go, my friend. That's how you tell a very good story. I know this is a long episode. There's a lot I wanted to share, but that's what I'm working on right now. And I'll shoot that video later on, and I'll put it up on my website. And again, you can see the final cut. All right. I appreciate you guys. I love you. See you in the next episode.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of MLM Misfits Podcast. And listen, it's no secret that MLM is changing. The whole game of network marketing is changing and for the good. And I don't want you to miss it. So listen, I'm running this live webinar where I'm going to teach you how to recruit rock stars in your downline on autopilot without having to send any prospecting messages and without having to sacrifice your life for menial success. If you want access to that webinar, I want you to go to marketlikeamisfit.com and get your spot registered. I will see you there over at marketlikeamisfit.com. Peace!